I was out here sleeping at 6 o'clock, you know.
You know, were you the first ones here?
Actually, there was 10 things in front of us when we got here.
Those 10 things Donna Terser's talking about are chairs. Chairs placed in line outside the Mason Hall in Williston. It's the second Thursday of the month, and the Bread of the Mighty Food Bank hosts a mobile food pantry here. But it doesn't start till 12:30. Some people pass the time by talking, some by reading, some by sleeping. Terser wasn't expecting to come to the mobile food pantry today.
I'm at the point when somebody says, how are you? You know the best answer? Pray for me.
She's out of work after Hurricane Hermine destroyed the Good Times Marina, Motel, and Who Dat's Bar she waitresses at in Steinhatchee.
My job's going to be closed 4 to 6 weeks. My car filled up with water. My house still has, well, my camper still has 8 inches of water in the bedroom.
A few days after Hermine hit Florida's Big Bend, the storm surge raised the Steinhatchee River from 12 feet to 16. Terser says she's lucky enough to stay with her mother, but even that's a challenge.
Because all of us are waitresses, we're waiting for the big Labor Day weekend because it's scallop season. Labor Day was our big hurrah.
Not this year.
No. Our restaurant doubled ordered food. They even had put our freezers and refrigerators up on concrete blocks. It got higher. It got 6 foot. I'm going, oh, right, Labor Day. I don't have to worry about it. I took my mom to the leukemia doctor 3 times last month. All my money went there, so I wasn't worried. I was going to make enough money to pay my rent. No.
This is where Loretta Griffiths comes in.
We don't have to ask your name, your address, or anything.
She's the community outreach director for Bread of the Mighty, which provides food donations to 5 North Florida counties. One Thursday each month, she coordinates food brought here to Williston. And Terser is grateful.
You say you need food, we give you food.
Fortunately, places like this will keep me from starving.
There you go.
With me not being on food stamps. What these people give you to help out, if you figured it out even hourly, it's more than you're going to make if you go to a regular job.
So what does life in Steinhatchee look like after the storm and all the flooding? The Good Times Marina, Motel, and Who Dat's Bar was able to partially reopen after 3 weeks, ahead of schedule. Volunteers who simply missed eating at Who Dat's came to help bleach the place. Chris Mullins is a cook at Who Dat's. He left his own house to be at the bar during the night of the flooding.
Honestly, I didn't really notice it was rising until it hit my knees.
Support beams bookending the bar are covered in rope with water stains at the 4-foot mark. That's how high the water was inside the building. Other parts of the drywall in the motel were ripped apart when the water got 8 feet high. Mullins remembers the long night of trying and failing to salvage this place.
Spent the rest of the night tying stuff down so it wouldn't float up into the river.
But the flood has left a lasting impact on the Good Times employees after that night was over, especially for Terser. She's still hungry.
How can you not wait?
Katie Spitalski, WUFT News.